You can hear the music.
Oh, I can hear the music.
I can feel the fucking music. Play the skin flute wire.
Yeah, there you go. Just think of fog machines, you know, flame flow, you know, confetti.
All right, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. And shout out to Senjin Boycott, man, you know, for that incredible intro outro music. You know, find him everywhere on the socials, man. Fucking just killing it all over social media, you know. And today I'm so stoked to finally have Nikki Electric on the podcast, man. Today on the podcast we have a special guest, Nikki Electric. What's up, buddy?
Oh, just hanging out, bro. Like, I've been waiting for this for a while. Got my little pregame jitters. I'm excited.
Is that jitters, pregame jitters, or are you like coming down?
I don't know. It might be the cocaine. I don't know.
Oh boy! Hey, this is not fucking 14 anymore. I guess. Yeah, man. How you been, brother?
Dude, it's been busy, man. Just there's so much like in the scope of work coming to Wyoming, like in the near future, and dude, it's crazy.
You know, it's wild. Like, you know, like Wyoming, when I think of, you know, like the U.S. and shit, you know, I don't think of Wyoming. Wyoming's like an afterthought, right? Like, hey, I'm going to Salt Lake City. Yeah, I think when I went to Salt Lake City, I had to go through like a sliver of Wyoming.
Because yeah, you're in Edmonton. And so you most likely you jumped on I-15.
I don't know. UBS took me there, man. I don't
know. I-15 just goes straight through Montana, Idaho, and then right into Utah. You skip right
Idaho.
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 Yep.
Yeah, I've been through like the, like, I think it was maybe like the top, like, northeast corner of Wyoming, and that's it. I haven't been
right.
I want to go so badly, you know. I want to go to Telluride, you know, like Billy the Kid, wasn't it? Billy the Kid.
I believe so. Yeah. Billy, I mean, there's so much history, like Wild West history here in Wyoming.
Yeah.
I did a little trip. I had a bunch of like union meetings and stuff over in Laramie, Wyoming, which is where the University of Wyoming is at. Well, a little outside of there is Rawlins, Wyoming. And in the city of Rawlins, like they have, there's a prison museum, but then they have their county museum. And inside their county museum, there's a pair of shoes made out of human skin.
What?
Crazy Wild West shit that went down. Like this guy, his name was Big Nose George.
Big Nose George.
Anyway, yeah, he did a bunch of crazy shit and they caught him, and anyway, they hung him up, and I mean the story is nuts.
Are you telling me like this schnoz? Like is
dude, like it's ginormous.
Dude, look at this thing, man. Was his nose this big, like, or bigger?
It was definitely bigger.
Fuck, man.
But like the physicians that examined his body, like they wanted to study his brain because of how, you know, it is an outlaw. Of course you want to study the brain.
Yeah.
Well, they sent his skin to this place in Denver. And anyway, they had a pair of shoes made and like a medical bag. The rumor is there's a coin purse of his nutsack. But nobody can find the coin purse or the medical bag, but the pair of shoes is in the museum.
Whoa. I wonder. Dude. Wonder where that coin purse went to.
Right? Someone's not sharing.
maybe his one of his mistresses or his wife like kept his coin purse in her purse. I don't know.
So, yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Someone still has that tea bag somewhere.
Just like Orange Pico, you know, just like you just dipping it in the tea every morning, like I can taste that bacon, you know, like
right. God, that's nasty.
So fucking Nikki Electric, bro, dude, the fucking man, the myth, the legend. So like, like you don't make, you're not like into the video thing, right? You don't make too many videos. You're like,
so, I mean, I've tried to do like myself in videos.
Yeah.
And it's just like when I'm working, I'm kind of like in the zone. And so I'm not like thinking about, oh, hey, I can, you know, film myself doing this. Hey, I can film myself doing that. Like, I mean, I've done it a few times, but it's like, I'm working, man. Like, boss doesn't pay me to do that. It'd be nice. I won't complain if he does. But I mean, I've done it a few times. I'm getting more into the reels. But I mean, when I first started, it was strict memes, man.
Yeah, you're just like those fucking cartoon meme things that, you know, I started following you, man, because, like, you know, like, I'm like, fuck, I want to steal that meme, but you fucking put your fucking watermark on it every time, dude. It's like stupid, you know, like I want to. Like,
I mean, with my skills with memes, I've had people reach out to me and be, hey, I've got this idea for a meme. I have no idea what I'm doing. Can you make it for me? And I was, yeah, sure, why not? And I mean, I don't throw my watermark in there at all. I just make a meme for him. Here you go. Have fun with it.
And you don't charge him at all?
No. I mean, it's I know.
Look at you.
I know. I mean, I don't make really anything doing this. Like, I've had people send me stuff in the mail. I've got, like, you know, coins and
coin purse. You have a purse to put those coins?
Dude, it's going in my coin purse.
You have a coin purse. Oh, you have it. I knew you did. You sly son of a bitch.
Right? Oh, you know, just got the little hairs on it.
You're like, wasp.
Well, I mean, it's all for fun. I mean, if I do have a couple affiliates and that I'm, you know, a part of, but I haven't really done anything big.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's how we all start off, right? Like how we all start off just by putting the videos out there, right? We don't expect it to go anywhere. We don't expect anything. And, you know, I sure as hell didn't expect where this ride was going, right? And it's still
right. Yeah.
Hey, man, 4 years into it, man. And every day I sit back and I look, I'm like, did this just happen? Like, what's going on here? Right. And I'm mind boggled by it.
Honestly. I'm sitting back here and I'm just feeling very moist because I don't see a mustache. I see a man with a beard.
Oh, dude. This will probably be one of the final episodes. There are probably like two more episodes after this, maybe, where I have the beard. The mustache is making a triumphant return very, very soon.
I still can't believe you shaved that off, but I mean, $2,000 is $2,000.
$2,000 is $2,000, buddy.
I know. Do it too.
It's insane. You know, on the road crew season, you know, building roads is coming to an end. So, you know, on the road crew, I'm allowed to have a beard. And so I took full advantage of that shit, man. Look at this thing, dude. I love that. Look at the grace of never, getting old.
I'm jealous because I can't grow a beard. Like I've got bald spots on the side. That's why I do my little chops.
Yeah. But
it works for me, I guess.
It looks good, man. It looks good. But, like, you know, the beard coming off, the stash is coming back, you know, in full force. We're going back to the oil patch, baby. You know what I mean? Just and, like,
such a handsome man.
Just what the hell? Oh, you're a mountain man. Yeah, that's probably a picture of people in Wyoming. You're a mountain of a man.
He's a mountain of a man.
Oh, you're a big, tall glass of chocolate milk. You know? You got many black people in Wyoming?
I mean, there's a few. Wyoming is the most, or not the most, but the least populated state in the United States. Yeah. So, I mean, in the bigger cities, they are there. But out here in the country, I mean, there's a few.
You got to be careful when he does the fuckings in Wyoming, right? You don't want to, like, come across a cousin or something, eh?
So luckily I'm not actually a native of Wyoming.
Okay.
I'm what they call an implant.
An implant. I'm an implant of Alberta. So, like, you know, where are you originally from?
Well, I mean, I grew up in Utah. I was born there, lived there till I was like 13, 14. And then moved plural up to what's that?
Plural family?
Sorry, freaking dog. Hey, shut up.
Hey, dog.
Right?
I got the peanut butter if you really need them to be quiet.
That'll there you go. Of course, bro. Put that on your coin purse.
Yeah. So like you from like a plural family or what? Like
I'm sure if you went down the line, my great no good dirty rotten pig stealing grandpa, I mean, I'm sure that there's some plural in there somewhere.
Fuck yeah. You know, good on him. Good on grandpa, you know?
Like, right?
The dude needed to get polished, and he got polished often, you know? Like, what was grandpa's secret? The guy lived to be 110. What was his secret, you know? Like,
right.
More than one woman, that would be the death of me, bro.
No kidding, dude. Like, I've had one wife so far in my life. I don't know if I can handle another.
Yeah, man, you were recently divorced, eh?
Yeah, it's been almost 2 years.
Jeez, is she still taking to the cleaners or what?
Oh, yeah, she's trying to get me for everything that I have.
Well, what do you have? What do you have at this point?
Right? I mean, basically, it's just splitting custody of my kids. She basically just wants them all.
How many you got? All. She got... wants. All, like, you said that like she's collecting Pokemon over here. You know?
It basically is. Yeah, I've got three girls.
Three? Whoa, dude, I got two girls, and that's fucking crazy, bro. Like,
I know. Dude, it's so weird. I mean, you're a girl dad. Like, you understand. It's just like, I don't even know what would happen if I ever had a boy.
I do. You would fucking cut the coin purse off and fucking throw it in a museum somewhere is what you do.
Right? Start putting them in dresses and painting nails. And...
Yep. Fucking how old are your kids? How old are your girls?
7, 5, and 3.
Oh, wow. We're really close. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're 7, 5, and 3. My daughter, my oldest, is going to be 7 in like 2 months. My youngest turned fucking 4 in March. So, you know, like, and we're trying for a third right now, right? So,
hell yeah.
Working on that third. I think we're a little too old for that shit right now, but whatever. You know, like,
right.
Whatever. Hey, man, I'm
kids and you'll be like 50, yeah. 60 years old and they're just going to high school or something.
Yeah, I leave the house for work. I go away to camp and shit like that. Like, I ain't the one that has to, like, be home with them all the time. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I come home, I spend, you know, 8 hours chasing them around, and I'm ready for bed, right? Like, she got to do that day in and day out. Like, fucking God bless her soul.
Right? As soon as you get home, she just like, here, they're yours now.
That's a little bit how it goes. Yeah, my wife likes to she'll be like, she'll give me the first day to like rest and relax. But then, you know, she's like, I'm off duty. It's you. Right. Like, and I'm cool with that. You know, those are my daughters and I love spending time with them. So, you know, why the fuck not, man? You know, I don't get to see them often. In the summer, I get to see them more. You know, I'm working away on the road and they come and visit me. They'll drive like hours to come and visit me, you know? So, right. You know, the kids aren't in school, so she's able to do that. In the wintertime, kids are in school. Where I work, the road is not that great. So, you know, like, oh, yeah. I wouldn't come visit on the weekends or anything like that. I don't think they could in camp anyways. But, you know, they come and they visit in the summer. I get my fair share of them, you know. It's been good that way, man. They've come to visit me quite a few times this summer. I'm just over an hour away from home right now. They were here the other night visiting. I told them I had a podcast to record tonight. So, like, my wife's like, you know, I'll stay home. You know, like, you record your podcast and you know, we'll do us. And, yeah, so she brought me some food. She cooked me my food, and there you go, man. So,
yeah. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Man,
she's about to see what's up this weekend. That's for damn.
Hey,
it's not my coin purse.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you get to use that for coin purse years.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna cash in all the coins in the purse.
Cha-ching,
you know?
Cha-ching,
cha-ching. You know, like, oh shit, dude. Fucking so, like, you're in a union, or are you like what you're like a union electrician?
Yes, sir.
It says right on your shirt, electrician.
Yeah. Boom, there you go. Casper, Wyoming, local 322.
Wyoming, local 322 there, boy. So, like, how long you been doing the electrician's work for? How long you been a certified crybaby for?
Sure. Oh, I see how it is. You just keep sucking shit.
Hey-o. Hey-o. I got the pink eye.
I've been doing this since 2013, so 11 years now, a little over 11.
Good for you. You're a journeyman now.
Yes, sir.
Red seal?
What's that?
You're a red seal? You got the red seals?
The red seals?
You're not a red seal?
I don't know what a red seal is.
Red seal is that thing.
I was going to say, is that a Canadian thing?
Canadian thing. Must be a Canadian thing. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
I've never heard of a red seal, so.
Huh. It's like a gray seal, but red. You know, Sandler, when he's like, I colored the duck blue because I've never seen a blue duck before, right? So, yeah, it was supposed to be funny. You can laugh.
You just got to get out there and find that fucking dog.
Wait, what's the dogs now?
Oh, shit. Adam Sandler's got some good stuff.
Oh, fuck, you got to get out there and find that fucking dog.
Yeah. When all the little kids are sleeping around him, he's the only one awake paying attention to the book.
Yeah. Okay, who's ready for some paper mache?
And she's like, with the glue on her face.
Man, Adam Sandler's the best man. I'm going to be sad when I get to the age where like everyone below me is too young to understand my Adam Sandler references.
Oh, dude, like that makes me nervous.
Yeah, like I'm already at the point where nobody understands my Sister Act references, right? Like nobody gets it, dude. And like Whoopi Goldberg's the fucking shit, right? And just nobody cares because she's a cuck-eating liberal now, right? So, cuck-eating was a cuck-holding? I don't fucking know. She's a liberal either way, right? And she has shitty points of view, and that's okay. We still respect.
Right, we still love everyone equally.
We still love everyone equally. Right, right, yeah, sure. That's where we're going.
With. Sure, yeah,
sure. shit. So, fucking 11 years as an electrician. Would you ever shock yourself? You ever like stick your finger in the socket on purpose, or like put your tongue there just to get shocked?
So,
you ever do that?
I've never done it on purpose. Well, okay, let me rephrase that. I've been dumb a couple times where I'm just like, my tester's all the way over there. I don't want to grab it, so I just hurry up and touch the wire real quick to see if it's hot. Yeah, that's some stupid shit, but yeah.
Fix up the trade, man. Hey, like,
right?
And what's the hottest it's ever been? Like, you leave a mark?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of one. Like, recently, it's been probably like 2 months. I was working on a hot tub feed. And not the homeowner, but like the general contractor came because they've been doing kind of a little bit of remodel here and there. Well, the owner of the house said that their HVAC system wasn't working. Anyway, and me and my apprentice were out working on this hot tub. Well, general contractor was right inside the house and flips on that 50 amp breaker. Yeah, I got lit up a little bit.
Don't die on this now.
Oh, I'm still alive. Like, I mean, I felt my heart like racing, like doing weird shit. It made me nervous as hell, but.
You might be worth more to your family dead than alive, though. So, like,
I've got a pretty good life insurance policy on me. So,
isn't that the sad? That's so sad, isn't it? Like you know what I mean? Like, we're worth more to our families dead than we are alive financially. Anyways,
right?
Like, you know, my wife sometimes be looking at me like, "Go fucking die on that rig today, boy." You know, like, get out there. Get out there and die for me, babe.
Pay off my house and car.
Pay off this car note, babe. Go fucking get crushed by something, you know? Like, go have a head-on collision today. Go enjoy that day while you can, you know? And it's like, yeah, you know what? Like, hey, my kids will never want for anything. Maybe a dad, but like, you know.
Don't tempt me with a good time. No more bills.
You might want for a dad until, like, you know, wife gets remarried or something, but, like, they're young enough. They'll move on quickly. Kids are fucking so, like, versatile. They bounce back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're just basically balls of Play-Doh. You get to mold them however you want.
Yeah, yo, at this age, fuck, you get that little pin roller thing, and you're like, you're just like, I'm going to go get hit by a car today. Here's the
pin roller. You know, like, you'd be like, hey, go pull grandpa's finger.
At this point, I wouldn't be surprised if my youngest doesn't push me in front of a moving bus, you know? Like,
yeah.
Mom's dead. We're going to get rich if you die. I want all the toys, you know, like, just push me out there. And it's like,
oh, yep.
Okay. For science, I guess. Right. Like,
for science, just really big Christmas. That's all that's coming. A really big Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas this year will be so good. You know, like, oh, fuck yeah. Dad's not going to. Yeah. You hear, you know who Gypsy Rose is, right?
Oh yeah.
It's my everywhere. Favorite thing about Gypsy Rose is she said, after she got out of prison, she said, I never knew how much I'd need my mom for when I got out of prison. And I'm just sitting there like, bro, so I'm going to tell her, like, you know, had her mom been alive, she wouldn't be in prison. Right. Like, you know, and
right.
it's like she kills daddy to have a really good Christmas, but where's daddy to fucking lift that Christmas tree in the house? You know, like, she's struggling. She's like, I didn't know how much I need my dad to get this tree in the house. Right. Like,
yeah, I mean, but she's got like five of her husbands to do whatever she wants, so
Yeah. Gypsy Rose is set for life, man, you know,
right? Like, she's moving through men like who knows. Like my great-great-grandpa threw his all his wives.
I sort of wish that, you know, like, my dad would have, like, made me think that I had Munchausen syndrome, you know, like, hey, you know, you got, so, okay. So did you see the video I did with the filter, with the Gypsy Rose filter the other day?
No, I don't think I did.
She had a Gypsy Rose filter. The eyes were really close and it looked like Gypsy Rose. Right. And I made the video without my hat on. Right. And I was making fun of it. And then some guy's like, bro, you're bald. And I'm like, it's the Gypsy Rose filter, man. Like, you know,
and he believed you.
Yeah, shit. And I don't, you know, like, fuck, the girl had pretend cancer, right? You know, like,
she had pretend everything,
man. Like,
pretend COVID,
pretend Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, pretended, right? To get her. Right, like, man, Gypsy Rose. I was so fascinated by. Yes, you're looking at.
Right, I'm looking TikTok. At your page. Where is it at?
On TikTok.
Oh, it's on. See, I like Instagram way more than TikTok, but
I'm getting there. You know, I am scrolling Instagram a lot more these days than I am TikTok, man. Like, Instagram just does it for me now. You know, like, TikTok is fun and whatnot, but Instagram, I'm digging. You know, I'm having a lot of fun on there.
Yeah, there's just so much more you can do on Instagram than you can on TikTok. And that's what's weird too, with all the different algorithms. And it's like, I'll post one reel on TikTok, the same reel Instagram, same reel Facebook, and one will go off, one just shits the bed, and the one's just like, okay.
Okay, I'm gonna play it.
All right, I was gonna say mine's struggling. Yeah.
TikTok.
Oh, where'd you go?
I'm all here for it. Like, you know,
look at my eyes.
Yeah.
My eyes, bro. So,
dude, like, are you like twins?
All for it. I loved it. You know, like, yeah, go Gypsy. But the moment she opened her mouth and said the most ironic thing of fucking, I think, 2024, we're like almost 8 months deep. She said, I never knew how much I'd need my mom when I got out of prison. Someone want to tell her? I think someone
to tell her. Someone want to tell her?
This is awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I didn't know what I wanted to do with it. When I saw the Gypsy Rose had a filter, I was like, let's try it. And then my eyes went real close. And then, you know, magically I lost all my hair. So I was like, shit, I'm like Cancer Gypsy Rose, right? Like,
yeah, exactly. Cancer Gypsy Rose.
Cancer Gypsy Rose, bro. Like, fucking give me all the chemo, you know? Like, I'm here for it. Fuck. Like, are we allowed to joke about that? I don't know if we're allowed
right?
to joke about that. South Park said 22 and a half years. Has it been 2.5 years yet? It's like the first chemo patient. I think it's been 22 and a half years. At least. It's fair game, right?
Right? Everything's fair game.
Everything's fair game. Fuck it. You know, like,
never
you
too know, soon.
Never. Never too soon, man. Never. So you have your own podcast, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's not technically mine, but I'm one of the co-stars or whatever you want to call it.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I mean there's five of us in it, and so I mean there's a lot of talking, a lot of back and forth, and everybody like it with five guys it gets kind of hard to. You know, voice your opinion and stay on topic, and but it's all for fun. Like, five guys.
Yeah, what's the podcast?
It's the Blue Collar Nerd Podcast.
I think I tried to get them on my podcast one time, but you guys.
Yeah, it is so hard to get all of us at the same time.
Yeah,
like we don't have very many episodes out because it's hard to. Get all of us at the same time. We've actually had a couple episodes where we're missing like one or two.
How long you guys been doing it for?
It's probably been a little over two years. Well, technically the Blue Collar Nerd Podcast has probably been a little over a year because it used to be the Best Car Collar Boys. Shout out to the Mandalorians of Star Wars and their Best Car Armor. Anyway, but with Disney, and it's just like, could get sued with Disney, don't know. So we changed it to the Blue Collar Nerd.
Nice. I think I've listened to one episode of that podcast, and only because you were on it, right? And I'm like, oh. and then, you know, like, it's hard. It's hard when you have your own podcast to listen to other ones, right? And it's hard to do much of anything when you're constantly doing this, right? So, you know, I had 6 in the bank, right? And then, you know, for the month of July, I sort of just like, I stopped, right? And, you know, this will go up this coming Tuesday, right? Like, this is already, we're recording this on a fucking Wednesday night. This is already going up on like Tuesday, right? Like 4 days, 5 days from now, right?
I'm honored.
Yeah, dude. And, you know, like, I didn't even care, right? Like, I was having, an incredible summer. You know, like, for the first time in a long time, I love coming to the Roku, right? But by the end of the summer, I'm done. I don't want to be here no more. And I just want to, some kind of part about it. I mean, like, I'm never coming back here, right? But this summer, man, something, you know, for the first, I've been here 10 years. I'd say, you know, 7 of those years now, like, yeah, for the first time in 7 years, I'm having a good time again. And, you know, you know, it's going to be sad when the summer ends, bro. Like, I'm having a great time, right? Like, you know, we went through Saskatchewan, and I met a lot of cool people, and I worked in a lot of cool places. And we made
right, you get to travel a bit. That's sweet. I love traveling.
Man, yeah, man. And we had a lot of fun, man. And the crew was great. And you know, I don't want the summer to end. For the first time in a long time, man, I'm enjoying myself again, right? So I'm counting down the days now till next season on the road crew. I've never done that before, right? And
it's always the first for everything, brother.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. And, you know, I looked at it this way the other day. When I go back to Fox Creek and then go back and hit that oil patch, I'm usually in there for 4 to 5 weeks at a time. And then I go home. There are 7 to 8 trips home before I'm back here again.
Dang, that's crazy.
7 to 8 trips. And I look at it that way because, like, that's 8 months, bro. You know what I mean? 8 months. And, like, it doesn't, when you say 8 months, it's like, fuck, that's far. But when you say 7 to 8 trips home, that's nothing.
Right? That's 78 nothing. Trips home. Oof.
7 to 8, not 78.
I know.
Shit, but man, no, like, you know, I have a feeling, though, like mentally, though, too, mentally, I'm in a much better position than I've been in a long time, right? Like, you know, a couple of years ago, 2020, 2021, I was in a bad spot, right? And, you know, like mentally.
Weren't we all?
Dude, yeah. But I was gone from my family for 6 months at a time. I was here and in the patch. And, you know, so like I was in a bad space mentally. And over the last couple of years, I thought I was in a great space and I was in a better space. Don't get me wrong. I was in a better space, right? But like there was something else, right? There's something else that just wasn't clicking, right? And I didn't notice that until this summer, right? And, you know, like mentally, I feel better than I have in years, man. You know, it's been amazing. Mentally, I feel great. Physically, I feel great. Until that tick that bit me the other day gives me Lyme disease, I feel fucking great, you know? And, yeah, man, I don't know, man. I feel great about everything, you know, life. You know, where I'm at with my family, work-wise, you know, I feel great about it all, right? And I'm looking forward to seeing where this all goes. If I just end up, you know, winter comes around and then winter blues just fucking punch me in the face, you know?
Minus 40. When you just get right back up and punch you right back in the nuts.
Oh, I do it every day. In the nuts, in the corners.
Right in the corners.
Right. But no, mentally I feel fucking fantastic, right? So
yeah, that's
mentally
awesome.
Your mind, dude, you know, and I'm ready to take on the world, and it's been a while, man, you know. And I think a lot of it had to do, and don't get this twisted, I love the social media shit, but like I took a big break from social media this summer, right? Like,
hey, you got to do that. You have to do it. You need to take breaks because you'll get burnt out.
Absolutely. I still posted once or twice a week, right? I didn't scroll nearly as much. There were times where I didn't touch TikTok for like 4 days, man. I looked at my phone and it's like, holy shit, it's been 6 days since I posted a video. What the fuck? Right? So wow, right? My screen time at times was down 80% week over week.
Jeez.
Like, wow, man, that's wild, right? So like I was still recording podcasts. You know, I was still doing the internet thing minimally, right? And you know, I got out, I hung out with my coworkers, I watched movies, I enjoyed life outside of social media for a bit this time. And I think a large part of my mental space is putting that aside for just the summer, you know what I mean? It was wild, man. I can tell you how I'm feeling is fan-fucking-tastic.
That's awesome. Yeah, bro. Sun's out, guns out. And
for you,
big old chunk of man flesh you are.
You should see my dick.
Don't tell me it's a good time, brother.
Hey, easy, bro. You said I'm a big old chunk of man flesh. Like, wait till you see the dick. Like, you might not think that words, you know? Like,
it's like a baby's forearm down there.
Fuck. Shit. Fuck. You ever get like just mentally drained from everything, dude?
Oh, yeah, all the time. It feels like so. Like, you know, with my divorce and all this, you know, custody court stuff that's going on, like there are days where I just feel drained and I just don't want to do anything. But like I've been going to counseling, you know, I've been talking to other people. I mean, I've got the blue collar nerd boys to, you know, talk to as well. Like
drink each other off. Yeah,
oh yeah. Gotcha. Drink each other, you know, good old circle jerk. You know, if you need to get like Vader the plumber on here, he's got some cool little electrician's tools. Where's my camera? Electrician's tools. He got a screwdriver with a butt plug on it.
Whoa.
But
I Vader, I think, and Vader said he'd come on, man. You know, it's been a while.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah,
he's got some sweet, sweet stories, so.
Oh fuck yeah!
He'd be a good one for you.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah! I'm gonna reach out to him again, man. You know, because like I got to get off. So the plan was, right, when I started running out of, like, episodes, right, the plan was I was going to let July play out, and then I was going to take a break from the podcast in August, right? I was just going to be like, hey, you know what? Like, maybe I'll just replay some older episodes, right? Just, like, it's the best stuff. Just, like, throw that up.
Right. It's, you know? It's like reposting your reels that you posted, like, a long time ago.
Right.
You got to bring it out of the vault.
Yeah, man, I was gonna do that, and then, like, you know what? You know what? Like, no, we're the train rolling towards episode 100. This will be like 84 or 85, right? We're steamrolling towards episode 100. I think I'm gonna get to 100 and then take a little break, right? Like,
oh yeah,
by totally. By that time we're 16 weeks away. 16 weeks should take us to the new year, right? That should take us to,
I think, yeah, somewhere around there.
That should take us 2 years deep into the podcast, right? So we're 2 years deep. I'll take a month long hiatus to be like, hey, you know what? It's time. You know, we'll take a little break. Episode 100 was great. Let's take a little break. Let's refresh, recollect ourselves here, and come back ready to start, right? Ready to start.
Right.
So,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's just like the Kelsey brothers, their podcast, you know, they're going strong. Dude, I love listening to their podcast.
I love their podcast.
Right now they're taking a break. You know, Travis is in his, preseason training. I don't know why I just spaced out on the other brother, Jason. Jason's enjoying his retired life, you know, hanging out with his kids, his wife. I think he went to the Olympics, if I remember right. Like, I mean,
They
made to take breaks.
They made $40 million off their podcast. They can afford a break. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. They can afford. Yeah. They could have AI create themselves to make their own podcast.
Dude, can you imagine? Like, you're sitting there and an AI video of you, like, just cranking it comes out, and you can't tell, like, shit, did I do that or not? Like, I do that a lot, but, like, did I record it this time? You know, like,
right?
AI, like, is fucking, like, spectacularly creepy. Hold on, man. You keep talking. This fucking thing is buzzing.
It's like sleepwalking. Hi. Dick left. It's just me. Welcome to the Nick Show. We're just hanging out. It's all about Zen, baby.
The guy in the hotel room across the way from me. I hope. He brought his fucking card with him, because, like, his door was open a crack and the door was making that beep beep.
Oh,
jeez. From my room. So I went out there and I fucking shut his door on him. I'm like, bro, you better have your car. You better have a key. I can't hear it no more. I feel good. That shit, that guy does that all night. That guy, that thing went off all night. And
I'm like, oh, jeez. I couldn't do it.
And you know what? Like, you do what you gotta do, man. But, like, there's courtesy, right? Like, you know, other people are trying to fucking relax, trying to record a podcast with Nick Electric over here.
Amen to that, brother.
Amen to that, brother. You know, like,
yeah, it's like, just be courteous to everybody. Like,
yeah,
it's even like driving, dude. Driving is terrible. People are such assholes. Like, I try to be, like, kind of calm and relaxed. Dude, people are just flooring it, like, life and death situation, but it's like, oh, I gotta be first in line at Starbucks.
You're gonna fucking hate me. Jeez.
Yeah.
Dude, if I'm not okay, when I go on long car rides, right? Like, last week I had a 13-hour drive to do it and I didn't know that, right? Like,
hell yeah.
Off my fucking time, right? That's not the first time. I love doing that, right? They say you can't time travel. Bitch, you wrong, right? Like, right? You wrong. Watch this. You know what? I may die on the way there, but, like, if I don't, I'm getting there faster, right? So, like,
you know, Yeah. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
I say that all the time when I go past people. I'm like, roads, we don't need roads. And then, like, if I'm passing one of my coworkers and I know they got one of the work radios with them, I like, slingshot engage.
Slingshot right? engaged.
Right. Come on, brother. Like,
shake and bake, brother.
It's your last, you know, like. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But, dude, like, I do it because, like, you know, I'm old. I don't get a room upstairs anymore in the hotels. I'm old, bro. Like, you know, I'm here.
Dude.
Look at the gray beard, bro. The gray beard has spoken. You know, I get to the hotel first. I fucking beat everyone there. And I'm like, hey, you got a room on the bottom floor. These knees don't do elevators or stairs anymore. And the guy's like, I got you. So, like, fucking, they usually give me a handicap room. And it makes me feel extra special. Right, so
right, you got little holder things on the shitter, it lets you down easy and they help you up.
Oh my god, and you can usually generally sit down in the shower in those rooms, right? Like, oh my
right,
god.
It's not this teeny tiny bathroom, it's actually like it's like its own little suite,
yeah, man. Like, there's tons of room for activities.
There's
right,
there's so much room for activities.
Did we just become best friends?
What's your favorite dinosaur?
T-Rex, isn't it?
Velociraptor.
Velociraptor.
Velociraptor. Favorite magazine.
John Stamos.
John Stamos. Favorite non-pornographic magazine to masturbate to. Good Housekeeping.
I do.
Oh, such a good movie.
So, oh, dude, classic. Classic movie. I hope I heard you're making a number two, which I hope they never actually do.
I was like, I have not heard that. It's like, I kind of want it to happen, but right. With sequels, it's like, usually the sequel sucks.
Look at John Wick. Okay. John Wick, don't get me wrong. John Wick 1 was phenomenal. Amazing
right.
movie. Did not need a sequel. They went, they got bold, and they made it. And it was like, fuck, this is good, too. Then they got bold again, and they made a number three. And I'm like, no fucking way. And it was just as good. And I'm like, okay, we're done, right? John Wick Parabellum comes out, and I'm just like, you done gone and fucked it up. Now I watch it, fucking just as good, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, like – like, this is amazing. Like, how do you do four amazing movies like that in a row? Stop.
Right?
Stop.
Tell that to Marvel.
Yeah, whoa. Did you fucking see that fucking Robert Downey Jr. is coming back as Dr. Doom?
I just released a reel, like, right before we went on the podcast of him, his little presenting himself as Dr. Doom. But, yeah, it's... I'm curious to see how they're going to pull this off.
Yeah, and Chris Evans is coming back to play Johnny Flame in the new Fantastic.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Man, don't do that. You killed fucking Tony Stark, right? You killed fucking Robert Downey Jr.'s character. He's not allowed to come back as anything else.
But there's all the multiverses.
There's lots of multiverses. How many me's and how many you's do you think exist out in the real world?
Have you watched the new Deadpool movie yet?
No, going on Saturday. Going to see it Saturday. We got a babysitter. I'm going to get a hand job in the movie theater like I was 12, not 12. Maybe not 12. When I was like 18 or 19, my wife's going to be like, put the popcorn in your lap, you know, and like just, you know.
Extra butter.
Extra butter, baby. You know, like, this shit
give me five squirts of butter.
Five squirts of butter. So juicy.
Dude, you know? Yeah. It's going to blow your mind, and you're going to love it.
I can't wait. They've had two of them. This is number three, right?
What's that?
This will be number three, right?
Yeah, this one's the third Deadpool.
Yeah. Fucking right. I can't wait to see it, man. Like, I'm going to see it Saturday.
Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, like, Huge Jasmine, yeah. Dude, best duo ever. Like, they're so awesome together.
Fuck yeah. I can't wait to see it, man. I'm honestly super pumped. My wife, we don't get out much anymore, right? We have two babies, you know. We're Evan and
I get it.
we don't have babysitters in our area, you know, like we wanted to.
It's hard to have mommy daddy time, so you got to do it at the theater.
Yeah, right. You know, go see a movie that no one else wants to see anymore. You know, like just in there, you know. But you know, we recently, one of the guys I work with, his kids go to my daughter's school, and they're good friends. My wife and his wife become good friends. So it's like, you know, they take turns watching the kids, right? So like, you know, and then, you know, we have some friends just east of Edmonton. I got to drive 40 minutes to go get the girl, and then I got to pay her like $12 an hour to watch my kid. But whatever, that's fucking worth it.
Right?
So fucking, we're going to go out there. We're going to have a big barbecue on Saturday, a fire and shit like that. We're going to go get them on Friday. They're going to have a sleepover. Saturday, we're going to the movies, come home, we're gonna have a big fucking fire and a barbecue, and hopefully we don't burn any fucking towns down or anything like that. So, you know, like, welcome to Canada, baby. In the summertime, we're gonna do that, and you know, fucking have a good time, man, and enjoy the long weekend. It'll be probably my last long weekend here on the road crew before, you know, I'll be back in Fox Creek, I think, by the next one. So cheers to the long one. And then another thing too, man, whenever I come back on the road, I lose like 20 to 30 pounds in the summer, right?
Isn't that like the weirdest thing? It's just like you also just slim down, and then yeah.
Look at this thing, man. I can see it again, right? Like, look at this thing.
Woo!
Right? Lose like 30 pounds on the road crew, man, because like, you know, it's hot, I'm sweating, I'm working hard, right?
Like and turtle head popping it.
I gotta pay for my own food, right? So like I eat less of it because I'm cheap. So like in the winter I'm in camp, and camp is all the food's all carbs, and you can eat as much as you want, and the vending machines are free, and fucking not to mention you're it's winter time, you know, I'm bulking up anyways, right? And there's no fucking gym in that camp. So, you know, I'm, you know, I put on the pounds, right? And like, whatever, I need to keep
because you're limited like, to what you can do.
Yeah, man, I can only play with myself so much, right? I can only, you know,
whip
how many calories do you burn in a jerk off sesh, right? Like,
right? Does your watch do that? Does it count your calories?
Yeah, it does. It does. It counts my heart rate. It counts my CO2 level. It counts steps. I wonder. I'm doing this.
How many steps you take when you jerk off?
Yeah, I'm doing it. Oh my God, I'm doing it for science.
Whoa, 69 steps.
Oh, 69 calories.
New record.
All of a sudden I need wrist surgery, you know, like,
carpal tunnel, my favorite. Carpal
tunnel, yeah, it's wild. Hey, I got a question, man. You know what's coming? Do you know what viscosity is?
You know, with how many episodes I've watched I've listened to your podcast, I have no idea.
Holy shit.
Okay. What? So I mean, it had something to do with a thickness and then something to do with a load, but I have no idea.
Yeah, so it's how the mud man on the rig measures the thickness of your load, the viscosity of the mud going down the hole, right?
Dude,
like, it's crazy.
It was kind of funny. I was listening to the Jason and Travis Kelsey's podcast, and Jason said viscosity, and I was like, I know what that is.
Hey. Yo, Dick told me what that is, bro.
I know what viscosity is. Yeah, I'm smart.
the fucking Mudman dude has been so kind and generous in this podcast. You know, like everything from the headset and the mic, which we're not using right now, we're testing something out, to the brand new laptop. It's still brand new. It's only like a month old at this point. You know, it's the third episode
right,
or so.
There's no stickers on it.
There's no stickers on it yet, man. Fuck, I still got to get a case and a bag, right? man, I'm like cuddling it and petting it at night, and you know, like pretty girl, pretty bird, you know, pretty bird. Pretty bird. Where'd you get that from? Sold it to a blind kid.
You sold it to a blind kid.
You sold it to a blind kid.
Didn't its head fall off?
His head fell off. He taped the head back.
So,
the Mud Man deals in viscosity, bro. And, you know, like, he's taking, like, guesswork out of it. And, you know, for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, you know, the Mud Man has your back and your front. You know, like, www.mudmanmarket.com for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, man. And, like, dude, I can't shout that guy out enough. I can't talk about him. And this laptop, dude, some of the most recent episodes have been something I didn't really do much of edited, right? You know, we had some audio issues and, you know, but editing the old laptop there, it would take like an hour to boot up and I would lose interest. I'd fall asleep. Like, nah, I'll do this later. And I'll do this later. And it just, that never happened. I edited the podcast in like 25 minutes the other night from start to finish.
You're going to be doing two podcasts a week soon.
Fuck, bro. Dude, I'm trying to once every 2 weeks schedule here, maybe in the future, right? Like, the once a week thing is great. It really is. Ford Kiteley went to doing it every, from the Second Act podcast, went to doing it, I think, every 2 weeks, and he feels much better, right? Like, I'm not there yet, but, like, I can see that happening in the future, you know? Like, hey, you know, go from once a week to every 2 weeks, because, you know, like the once a week grind is grueling, man. And we've made it 84 episodes, 85 episodes with not missing a week. And that's phenomenal. Right. That's phenomenal. But there have been some hairy times where, like, how the hell did we do that? How the hell did we pull that off? Right. Dude, it's,
you're an all-star.
Oh, well, hey, now you're an all-star.
That's right. You got your game on and you play hard.
Hard. I come to work hard every day.
Hard.
Hard.
Work hard. Gay porn hard.
Work hard. Play hard. Come to work hard. You know, like.
Oh, man.
Hey, you watch the Oilers, don't you?
I mean, I watch hockey when I can. I mean, I am a Flyers fan. Fucking but, America. I mean, if hockey's on, I'll watch it.
Talk to him.
Talk to a dude. Like, I'm excited for you to get, because you're trying to get the Oilers girl on, Kate.
Not trying, bro.
I'm excited for that episode.
We got a date set. It'll be next week, and I'm gonna be in her town when we're recording it. She said to me, she's like, "Well, do you want to just do it then, and like we can do it in person?" And, like, I got to ask my wife that first, because
I was going to say, that's, I mean, me as a single dude, I'd be like, cha-ching, hell yeah. But yeah, you got to ask the boss.
Yeah, I got to ask the boss. Like, she's a Playboy model now, you know what I mean? Like, hey, us regular folk, we are not worthy, right?
No.
So, but, like, I got to ask the wife. She said, hey, I can get drinks and appies going, and we can record in person. I've never done an in-person podcast before. So, like,
now, here's the thought. Would your wife want to join the podcast too? Maybe she has some questions for
a threesome.
A threesome.
I'll ask my wife if she wants to have a threesome with the Oilers booby flasher girl.
Yes.
That might cost us a little bit of money, but, like, you know, like, nah, hey. I gotta run it by my wife first. I gotta be like, hey, like, she wants to do it in person. How do you feel about it? I want to do it. If you don't want me to do it, I'm cool. We can do it virtually. I don't give a shit. But I would like to do it in person. It was something I would really like to try doing. And
right, because you haven't done one in person yet, have you?
No. And when I'm in GP, actually, we have to do another episode with Oil Trash Podcast too. And he wants to do it in person too. So, like, it's gonna happen. There's an upcoming episode that's gonna be in person. Oil Trash Podcast, Wiersma, the Oilers booby flasher. Oh, fuck this. Her name's Kate. Kate.
Yes, her name's Kate. She's Kate, wonderful.
Kate. Yeah. Hey, nice to meet
She's
you.
She's very Kate. Gifted.
I'm just gonna shake her hand and be like, "What's up, booby flasher?" Right. Like, that's how we're gonna introduce each other from now on. You know.
Right.
But, like,
You have her sign your chest.
Oh shit.
There you go.
That motherfucker had the door going again.
I can't hear it, but I know
it
you
stopped.
Can't.
It stopped right away. Good. Yeah, man. No, like I don't know. I hope my wife's cool with it, right? Like I gotta respect her wishes too, right? So, you know, yeah. I don't foresee it being that big of an issue. I don't know. I've never had to deal with a fucking adult porn star before, so.
I mean, it. I don't know what I don't. I wouldn't consider her a porn star. She's a model.
Dude, I'm 5'4", huge nose that's crooked. One eye that's super lazy and bald. My wife ain't gotta worry about shit. All
right,
like
right.
You know, like look at me, dude. Andrew Tate said it the best. You know, like he's a douchebag, but like Andrew Tate said it the best. You know, like 2% of men are fucking all the women. Right?
Yeah, like, yeah. I listened to that. That I mean, you know, I've been going through your podcasts, all the episodes, and it's like I actually heard that on the last one. And yeah, you know what? You're right. I'm just all dried up and I'm not getting nothing.
I'm not part of that 2%, bro. You know, like I'm part of the 98%, and I'm cool with
me
that.
Me too.
I have my wife that I don't need anymore, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So he, yeah, fucking
well, all you gotta do to be safe is just shave everything. And then it's just like boom.
Dude, she has to ID me before this happens. Right, if I shave, she's got to. I look like I'm 12
you,
again.
Are you sure you're not 18?
Are you hitting on me?
That cute little baby face.
Are you hitting on me?
Don't tell me it's a good time.
Do we kiss now or later?
Tonsil hockey. Ooh. Oh, I see. I can't. Where's my what the hell?
Well, there it is. There it is. Hey, hey, we found our Eminem is gay moment, right? So
there you go. that movie, like, dude, there's so many.
That movie almost started World War III.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Hate it. Hate us because they ain't us.
They hate us because they ain't us. Penis, butter, and jelly. At least penis butter, but like, you know what I mean.
Yeah. you honey badgering me?
Honey dicking.
Honey, yeah, honey dicking. That's right. Honey dicking. You honey dicking me?
You're honey dicking me. Fucking love that movie, man.
Great. It's a good one.
I want to watch it again.
Your nipples are so pink. As you're taking a drink,
you know what movie like throws me off so much? Like I didn't know whether to fucking hate it or love it. This is the End.
Oh, that was the yeah, that was the one with all those guys basically,
oh, and then it's yeah.
Chaos and world is ending and dude. Yeah. I tell you, I did love the ending of that movie.
Yeah, they
all of a sudden,
shut the fuck up.
Right, they're all dead. They're in heaven, and all of a sudden, it's boom, Backstreet Boys.
Everybody, yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, man. Well, who's your favorite Marvel character, man? Like you said, you're a big nerd, right? Like, oh, who's your favorite like comic book character or TV character or anime? Are you into anime? You're into porn.
So, I'm into what?
You're into animated porn, aren't you?
Oh, hardcore, man. It's just the tentacles.
Sailor Moon did it for me, bro.
Sailor Moon. Dude, I remember Sailor Moon.
Tuxedo Mask. Tuxedo Mask had my panties wet.
Oh, Raven, man. Raven on...
That's so Raven. What was that?
No. Yeah, That's so Raven. No. the superhero one. They're like all Teen Titans.
Oh, I never really watched Teen Titans that much.
Okay.
That yeah, was Ray, that
was she was the dark, mysterious one.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking that's your favorite. Who's your favorite Marvel character then?
Oh god. I mean, I always liked Wolverine growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, for X-Men. But, I mean, honest, like, I always thought Thor was a dipshit growing up. I thought he was the dumbest character ever. But it's like, now that I'm an electrician, and then now you've got Chris Hemsworth, it's like, yeah, my panties are wet.
Of course they are. Look at Chris Hemsworth. I'm catching
right?
up. I'm catching up. You know, we'll be there one day.
He just gets that haircut, and he's kind of got that scar across his eye, and it's just like,
oh. Can I get higher?
Oh, yeah.
My favorite is probably the Hulk, man. You can't fuck with the Hulk. You make him mad, you hurt him, he only gets stronger. You know what I mean? Like,
right? Do you ever use the Hulk hands to jerk off?
All the time, man. I like the calluses. You know, the calluses feels very like realistic. Feels like that. You know?
But do you ever feel like you're too small?
All the time. I feel like I feel on my own hand.
Right? It's almost like that BDSM shit.
Oh my god.
They just put you down or whatever. The dominatrix.
Yes, get this, okay? So I'm sitting there, right? And this was a couple years ago, but I revisited like last week. So a couple years ago, my boss and I were joking around about micro penises, right? And like I'm sitting there, so I'm like, what the fuck's a micro penis? So I Google micro penis. A couple hours later, I get a call from my wife, right? We have the cloud thing, right? And she's like, why are you Googling micro penises? I'm like, I don't know.
We had a conversation. Shows up the South Park episode with Bin Laden when it's like super magnified glass.
She's like, do you think you've got a micro penis? I'm like, no, I don't. like, I was just curious what a fucking micro penis looks like, right? So then fast forward a couple years to like a week ago, and I like seen a fucking ad that took me to a porn site that like all about micro penises, right? And like, I'm like, fuck, here we go again. I expect a phone call in the next couple hours, you know, like, but this dude with a micro penis is sitting there like jerking off, and this is how he has to jerk off like this, right? Playing the world's smallest violin. He's like, and I'm sitting there watching it, right? And I'm like, fuck, dude, like that looks like a lot of work, you know, like you squeeze too hard, it might pump, right?
And he's like okay. Trying to start a fire.
Hey, starting a fire with his fingers, you know. And so the guy finishes, and I couldn't tell if that's a lot because it's really small or if it wasn't a lot, but like the dude was drowning in it. His dick was gone, right? Like it was just covered in
gone.
It retreated, right? Like I didn't, it could retreat anymore, but it retreated.
Disappeared.
Yeah, dude. And like, I don't know why I was intrigued. I just sat there watching it the whole time. I'm just like, I like, this is so gay. If anyone walks in on me right now doing this, you know, like if anyone,
right? Ever, it's like anyone, a high school wrestling trip all over again.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, well, yeah, right. And I'm like, if anyone walks in on me doing this, man, like this is so gay, right? But like, I can't take my eyes off of it, right? And like, when it finished, I'm just like, I feel so much better about myself, you know, like this is great. Like, I feel like I just came because the endorphins.
That was the motivational video. There you go.
Dude, it was like a fucking Tony Robbins video for guys who are insecure about their dicks, right? Like, it was pretty fucked up.
You have a tiny dick.
Yes. If you think yes.
Oh.
You know? Oh, dude, it was.
Look at this. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. My wife's going to listen to this and be like, you did not. And I'm gonna be like, I totally did. Go look at the
right?
Go look at the search history. Right? Like, babe, we're going to watch this shit together when I come home. Right? We're going to laugh at it together. We're both going to feel better about me when I come home. Boom.
Bring in Thor's hammer.
Oh, that's what I call it.
I know. I listen to your podcast.
That's what I call it. And only those that are worthy can touch it. Right? All right, I suppose.
Okay. Whoa, put that thing away.
Love and Thunder all over again.
Like, love and there you go. Thor's have Love and Thunder. Hoorah.
Hoorah. Yeah. Awesome. The listener of this episode gonna be like, I don't know whether to blush or riot, right? You know, like,
I mean, don't tell me it's a good time.
Hey, fucking do both. Blush well.
Right?
Yeah. The viewership dropped permanently 50%. There goes all the Middle Eastern listeners. Shit. I love it. Good God, man. This is great. Fuck. That's what I like about this podcast, man. You know, you can have a lot of fun. These are like conversations you hear on around the job site, right?
Oh, sorry, I think my Wi-Fi cut out a little bit. What was that?
My Wi-Fi is not the greatest. I said these are like conversations you like hear around the job site.
Dude, yeah, exactly. And that's what's not like I've got an hour drive time, or not drive time, but commute to work. And then all an hour back home. And so I've just got 2 hours of driving every day. And it's like, I listen to podcasts and it's like listening to yours. Yeah, exactly. It's like being on the job site. Like we're all a bunch of dumbass construction workers, ADHD, like, oh, squirrel, you know, whatever over here. Like we're all over the place.
That's squirrel, just how penis. It is.
Squirrel, penis, micro penis. Coin purse.
Ooh, there's the coin purse again. I think I found it. Someone call the museum. Shit. No, dude, you know, like, this is what I like about my job here in the summer, right? Like, I run equipment. So, you know, like, I'm alone in my equipment all day. And, you know, I pop on the podcast, you know, mine, other people's. I listen. You know, I got time for that, right? In the winter, I don't got time. Listen to podcasts that much. I got to be very selective. Oh shit! I got time to listen to a podcast today. Okay, who am I listening to? There's like 12 podcasts I love to listen to, right? And like, fucking, So in the summer, I spend all summer catching up on the ones I missed during the winter, right? And this 8 months worth of fucking podcasts, right? So, you know, I got 12 hours a day to kill or more.
There's a lot out there, especially. And then once you find a new podcast that you really like, and it's like they're over 100 episodes in, it's like starting a new book. Basically, you just got to start page one and you go through the whole thing.
Yeah, man. And hopefully none of the pages are sticky.
Yeah, or do you wish they're sticky?
Ooh, do you make them sticky?
Or is it you that made them sticky? Hoo-hoo-hoo.
That's
inside the box.
or inside the box. Yeah. I don't know. Did you listen to that episode I did last year with the Blue Collar Angst podcast?
I don't. I probably did, but I'm my memory's shit.
He was talking about how like the logo was a box, and at first he was like, "I should change that," but then he's like, "No, man, the box. You know, Blue Collar Angst. You know, the box represents. You know." What blue collar men do with their thoughts, their feelings, and you know their mental health. They
pack right, it we leave our feelings back home.
They pack it into the box, right? And so he left it there. And as for that, the Blue Collar Angst podcast was like quickly becoming my favorite podcast. And then I don't know what happened to the guy, but he just disappeared. He had a lot of things going good, a lot of good guests lined up, and then he disappeared. One of my favorite podcasts, man. You know, and I reach out to him every now and then, and he moved. I know he moved from like Salt Lake City to Colorado or something like that. And I don't know if that played a part in it, but it was right around that time where the podcast just sort of disappeared, you know. And you know, because you have you're part of a podcast, right? You know that like once you lose that momentum, it's hard to get it back, right? It's hard, right? You know, like even after you know I record six episodes, stay ahead, and I stop recording for like a couple weeks, right? And then you know that first one back where I'm recording, I'm a little like, do I want to do this? I'm a little rusty, you know, like you know, whatever, let's just jump into it. I have to force myself to jump into it, right? And then when I jump into it, I get the bug again almost straight away, and then I go on a fucking tear just recording. right? And you know, I've got some really good episodes lined up, actually, man. I'm pumped for it. So,
right, you've got like a, you know, with like I'm excited for Kate. Like, I can't wait for that episode.
Can't just wait either.
I mean, she's just so blessed, and it's been such an inspiration ever since that Oilers game. Like,
yeah, the Oilers went to the Stanley Cup final, man.
Like, I am looking forward to that episode. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too, man. And she asked me yesterday. She's like, "What are we going to talk about?" And I said, "You're blue collar in your oil field, right? That's first and foremost. That's what I want. Your blue collar in your oil field. You know, where we go from there, you know, we'll have fun with it. And then, like, jump into your life-changing Oilers game experience, right? Like, it was. It's been life-changing.
Oh, yeah.
So jump into that. We don't have to if you don't want to. If you don't want to talk about it, we can leave that alone. First and foremost, your blue collar in your oil field. That's what I want, right? And the fact that
it goes all over the place. Like, you don't know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah. Exactly, man.
Coin purses.
Could be coin purses, man. Could be fucking micro penises and watching one jerk off like a small violin for fucking, you know, 10-15 minutes.
Right?
It wasn't that long. But like it was a while. It felt like an eternity, really. It did. Like, I felt like life passed before my eyes. Like, what are we doing here? Yeah.
Yeah. Life passing by
our might eyes. Go watch it before bed.
Right? Need some micro penis before bed.
Everybody needs a little micro penis in their life. Shit. Fuck, man. Hey, brother. I love, you know, that you come on my podcast. Dude, I've been trying to get you on for a while, right? And I love that you've been so generous with your time and stuff, man. You know, like, fucking, I fucking can't thank you enough. And like, I say it all the time to everyone that comes on, you know, man, like, thanks for being a part of this ride with me. Cause this has been a fucking ride and a half, you know? And like,
dude, I enjoy this. Like, this is so much fun to me. It's like, I mean, I've never worked in the oil field, but you're blue collar. I'm blue. Like, we have so much similarities that we don't even know about. That's not even going to be talked about. On
we got micro penises and we like gas station.
Right.
Gas station food.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup. On the count of three. Favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
Favorite actor. 1, 2, 3. John Stamos. Fucking love that, man. Then I gotta get up early for work, and you might probably too.
I do. Yeah, I get up at 4:30 to go to work. So, yep.
Yes, sir. Good for you. I got to be up tomorrow at 5. So,
nice.
Yeah, man. I just got one last question, and I'm sure you listened a lot, so you know what's coming.
Right. Where's the Statue of Liberty?
Right. The Statue of Liberty.
If you were the Statue of Liberty, what would be on your torch?
Holy shit, dude. That's a great. Hey. Answer that question. What would be on your torch?
Son of a bitch. I mean, obviously, it'd be like lightning coming out of my my torch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just a mini Chris Hemsworth, you know, with the Thor's hammer coming out of my torch.
Dad, no. You replaced the torch with Thor's hammer. She's not holding.
It's not a torch. It's not hammer.
The hammer. Oh my god, dude, that is so fucking hot. Like, fuck yeah, I love that. What a big fucking fuck you to France, right?
I know,
like,
what I'm using my micro penis for tonight.
And hey, I'm gonna use mine to think about what you're doing with yours. Good for you. Or is it choo choo?
There you go.
He follows up with a little queef at the end.
I was just thinking Major Payne talking about the little engine that could choo 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 choo.
Okay, man. So fucking Mount Rushmore, right? If you could have your own Mount Rushmore, four people that inspire you, wow, I'm flustered now. Four people that inspire you or that you've inspired to be or whatever the fuck it is that I say about it. Who would they be and why? Four people.
Oh, man. And see, this is the one that throws everybody off.
Throws everybody off. It gets everybody off.
Right. But I kind of came prepared a little bit. But anyway, definitely number one would be his name's Henry Miller. The very first dude, if you Googled Henry Miller, with the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, and saw his mustache.
Daddy.
That mustache, man. Whew. I wish I could grow a mustache like that. I am so jealous.
Oh,
yeah. He was the first president of the IBEW, and just what he did to help, you know, organize electrical workers across the United States. Like he started a very big organization.
All right. What's his name again?
Henry Miller.
Miller. Let me see his
dude. Now, if you Google it, sometimes there's like an author that pops up.
And it's not the author.
Sometimes you got to put in the IBEW.
IBS. Okay.
Yeah.
That my service is dog shit right now.
Yeah, that's. Out in the middle of nowhere. That's kind of how it is. Except for you're not really in the middle of nowhere. Where are you at again?
I am in the middle of nowhere. I'm in Viking, Alberta.
Okay.
Yeah. It's sort of like cell service out here sucks.
I've only been in like the little tiny northeast corner of Alberta.
Northeast corner? Where was that?
That's where the road from Alaska. When you're driving from Alaska down to the lower 48, you just touch that little tiny corner going through Alberta. Or not Alberta. Sorry. I'm dumb. I was thinking British Columbia.
BC.
Yeah. See, I don't know Canada very well.
So what are your other three? We got Henry Miller.
So yeah. Other ones. Obviously I'm going to have Thor, you know, God of thunder, electricity. God. Like, how much? I mean, Thor's hammer, named after your micro penis. Like,
man,
dude, hey, you gotta have Thor.
Dynamite comes in small packages, my friend.
Damn right. And then I definitely have the Kelsey brothers on there.
Shit, dude,
those two crack me up. They've got so much good stuff on their podcast. They're two great guys. I mean, Travis got a smoke show of a girlfriend. Like, dude's living the life.
She's a billionaire, brother. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, he got nothing to her, but she loves him. And that's beautiful.
Dude, he is nothing to her.
Right. But
she fucking loves him, bro.
Exactly.
Have you listened to the Torture Poets Department at all?
No.
What a fucking album, bro.
I I've heard it's good. Like I have a cousin who's just a diehard Swifty. And we looked up tickets to go. We were gonna drive out to Indianapolis, but dude, tickets are like $2,000. Dude, and that's the nosebleeds.
That's yeah, like, man, I really wanted to take my wife but I wanted to get my wife a ticket and her and my sister can go. They haven't missed a Taylor Swift tour in fucking ever. Every tour she's had in the last fucking 15 years, they've been there. And like, they're not going to get to go to this one, it looks like. You know what I mean? And my sister, my wife said her last chance is probably Vancouver in the fall. And she's looking at prices for that, and it's like $600-700 for a single ticket.
Or you just get a Disney Plus subscription, and it's on Disney Plus, and you can watch it whenever you want.
I'm all about that. Look, you know? Or hear me out here, right? you just fucking don't even try, you know, like just don't do it.
Right. Yeah.
Like that's 2 months worth of car payments that she, you know what I mean? And that's not, that's just, you're not including the hotel, the food, the flight there. You know what I mean?
We're looking at
like a $3,000 trip to go to a concert.
It's just a vacation to go to that concert.
Yeah. It lasts, what was it, like three, four hours long? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if I go to that concert, Travis better be there.
Yeah, that's I'm paying $700 to see Travis Kelce. That's
damn right.
All right now. Right, like that's
all right now.
Did you see that video that was posted the other day where they were asking who their celebrity crushes were when they were kids? And
I don't think I saw that one.
One of the Chiefs said he got a tattoo of her or something somewhere, and they were asking Travis, and he was thinking, and someone's like Taylor Swift, and he's like, "All right now."
Oh no.
Like, yeah, dude. You know what, man? I don't know if you know much about Taylor, but she's been hidden away from the world. Joel Alwyn was her boyfriend for a long time, and they lived together, and he hid her away. He wanted to be famous, but she stole the spotlight from him, and he didn't like that. And he held her away like a fucking princess in a castle guarded by a dragon. I'm talking about Shrek here. So, like, you know, in the highest tower of the highest room in the tallest tower, right?
Right.
And fucking then she broke up with him and went with Matty Healy. Matty Healy only lasted a fortnight. For a fortnight, we were together, you know, whatever, however the fuck that song goes. And then, you know, and then Travis Kelce just came out of nowhere. And Travis Kelce is like,
hey, Shrek comes in and saves Fiona happily ever after.
Right, right. And Travis Kelce, man, was just like, I don't care how popular you are, how famous you are. I don't fucking care. I want people to see me with you. I want to be seen with you. I want you to shine as bright as you can, right? I want that for you. And like, that is her end game, bro. And you know, like, as a Taylor Swift fan, who's been a Taylor Swift fan since fucking Fearless or whatever the fuck it was came out, you know, like, fuck, my heart melts for her, man. You know what I mean? Like, Taylor Swift genuinely hasn't been this happy ever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Joe Elwyn.
She's a saint. Saintress. Is that the word? I don't know.
And when you look at Travis Kelce, you know he's packing a fucking wiener on him, a fucking monster. Dude,
yeah, he don't got no micropino.
He ain't got a micropino. Yeah, Taylor Swift is getting dick down. Right? Like, good for her.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the size difference, bro? Like, my legs are shaking just thinking about it, right? Like, I'm not there, and I'm not gay or anything, but, like, I can't walk just thinking about it, right? Like, I'm paralyzed.
Right, it's like white chicks.
What a good movie that is, dude.
Oh, man.
Did you give me all four?
I actually have one more on my list.
Who's on your list?
Would be my kids.
Fucking, that's so sweet, dude.
I know. I love my girls. They're, if I didn't have them, I don't know what I would do. Like, I mean, I'm fighting with court stuff, whatnot, but it's just like, they keep me going.
It's good, man. They, my kids keep the grays coming back. So, you know, like it's, you can just ferment that shit, but they're just going to poke through.
I mean, I've got grays here and there. I usually pluck them out, but yeah, it's got quite a few, but yeah, kids, dude, kids are so much fun.
Oh, my daughter, I don't know if I said it already yet or not on the podcast tonight, but my daughter is learning right now how to ride a bike without training wheels tonight.
Nice.
Yeah, man, she was doing pretty good. Like, we let it, my wife let her go, and she went, boom, crashed into the ground. Like, yeah, right? Like, hey, bang those knees up, girl, and smash that elbow. We get back, cry if you want, but get the fuck back up and get on. And she did, man. And she's learning how to ride a bike right now without training wheels. I say by the fall, she'll be there. Hopefully sooner. I'm going to try this weekend. I'm going to put her in the middle of the fucking highway if I have to. I'm like, hey,
yeah,
there's the cars. Yeah.
get a piece of plywood, put a couple blocks under there, boom.
Yep.
Get like 2 feet of air.
So we put a towel under her arms, right? And we hold it up, and it helps balance her when she goes, right? So she gets used to
feeling it.
Then you take the towel away, and you're like, what have we learned?
That's right? Interesting. I've never thought. Yeah.
And it's coming. She'll be there, man. You know, I'm excited for her. This is one of those core memories, I think. So.
Oh yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Have you seen Inside Out 2 yet?
She did. I haven't seen it yet.
Dude, it's good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna watch it at home, I think, with them when it comes out.
It makes me scared for the teenage years that are coming.
My daughter might be prematurely hitting that. We had to take her to the doctor to get looked at and shit like that. I don't know if I should be talking about it on here, but like, she's there, man. She's 7 years old, dude, and she's fucking there.
Well, I mean, with all the like hormones and stuff that they're putting in foods, and it's just like there's so much shit they're putting in our food that's changing our bodies, and it's like they're getting younger and younger. It's like, who knows what's in Pop-Tarts anymore? Like, is that jelly? I don't know. Steroids. Probably steroids and macaroni.
Oh my god, dude, is that why my dick's getting bigger?
Right?
Wait, isn't it smaller when you do steroids? It gets smaller.
Yeah, that's the bench warmers is what that's from, and they're talking about little penises, and you're just like, oh, there must be steroids in macaroni.
Oh, shit, man. Dude, this has been a lot of fun, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Thanks for having me. This has been great.
Yeah, man. This is great, man. We're going to have you back on again, man. You know, this is the kind of episodes I like doing, you know, where, you know, we can laugh, joke around right from the get-go, have a great time, you know, and talk a little bit of work, but mainly have a good time and then shoot the shit, you know, and that's
right.
Love it for that, man. So
it's almost like being on the job site, but you don't have to do anything. Sit back, relax, and you just, shoot the shit.
Right. And if you got to go pee, no one's hogging the porta potty. So
right. Or you just piss your pants. No one cares.
I've done that.
Am I wearing pants? You don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, you know, like, hey. I would love to know. Woo. I hope you know, but you know.
Check out now on my OnlyFans. Oh, shit.
OnlyFans.ca/Nick Trick.
Nick, that actually kind of sounds kind of cool. Nick Trick.
Do the electric slide. You know, every time you go in, you just send a zap through her. Like,
oh, wait, let's see this finger.
Oh, wait.
Yep. Are we docking?
We're docking. International Space Station. All right,
brother. Lift off.
All right, brother. You have a good night.
You too, bro.
Hey, and Nick, stay frosty, my guy.
Will do.
How do I exit this full screen shit now? See,
I don't know.
I gotta learn the whatchamacallit here, the technology, right? Laptop.
Thank you, Mudman.
Thank you, Mudman. Thank you for playing in the mud. No.
Oh, sorry. Oh.